Where I come from, women are always dominant. Every woman plans on getting her own little boy to control and look after, while boys dream of the strong, dominant woman who will control them in every way once they've been claimed. Boys are usually taught to be obedient and kept under control by their mummies until they are old enough for a dominant woman to claim them as their own good little boys. I decided I wanted to get my own little boy. I had my eye on the one I wanted. I knew I was going to make him my little boy. I'm a small woman, but that doesn't stop me from being able to control boys who are much taller than me. My boy is much taller than me, but I know just how to make him feel small for me, just like I know he'll love it. He's shy when I first approach him, but after asking his mother, I know no one else has claimed him yet. His mother already knows and respects me. She says I'm more than welcome to him. I begin with touches when I see him. I caress his cheek. I place my hand on the back of his neck. I make sure I'm always standing when he is sitting so I can loom over him and get close. His eyes always go to my cleavage. He blushes and looks away. I tell him he's allowed to look. That I like it when he looks, but only if he doesn't look at anyone else's cleavage. I tell him often that he is very pretty, which isn't a lie. He's such a pretty little boy, and I know I've picked the right boy for me. I say it would make me very happy if he were to shave his legs and wear shorts when he knows he's going to see me. The next time I see him, he's done exactly that. He looks so much smaller and pretty. I make sure to praise him and tell him how much smaller he looks. His blush is so adorable. I can't help but lean forward and give him a chaste little kiss. He chases my kiss when I pull back, but I smile and make him wait. I'm going to make my boy earn my kisses. When I see him, I make sure to give him more little chaste kisses and tell him what a good little boy he is for continuing to shave and wear shorts for me. I notice how he becomes erect when I tell him he is a good little boy, but I wait and make him come to me. It's not long before he does. He comes to my house one day, and I smile and let him in. He begs me to let him be my little boy. He tells me he loves me, and he really, really wants to be my good little boy. I tell him I love for him to be my little boy. I tell him to sit in my lap, and he does, and I kiss him. A real kiss this time. I can tell he's never kissed anyone like this before, and his inexperience makes him seem even smaller as he clumsily tries to slip his tongue into my mouth. I take control of the kiss. I grab his hair and gently but firmly bring his head back so I have better access. When I pull back, he is flushed and panting. He looks very pretty. He asks if I'm going to kiss him again. I allow him the question, but say I want to see him without his clothes first. He blushes, but immediately strips out of his clothes. He blushes even more when I see he has shaved himself completely for me. His little cocklet and balls are hairless, and it makes him look like such a small boy. I hum appreciatively and call him back over to me. I tell him he's very pretty and such a good boy for shaving himself like that, just for me. I like it very much. As a reward, I kiss him again, deeply and passionately. I kiss down his neck and he clings to me. I like it how he clings to me. I ask him if he's absolutely sure he wants to be my little boy, because I will not be letting him go if he agrees. He will be my little boy forever, and only mine. He whimpers, but nods, and tells me that's all he's ever wanted. I tell him that he's such a good boy for me, and tell him that just this once, I'm going to let him orgasm without him having made me come first. I grab his little cocklet and stroke it until he comes all over my hand. After he's recovered, I make him lick my hand clean. He sucks on my digits and it's so unbelievably sexy. And then I make him say thank you. My good little boy is going to have good manners, and I expect him to thank me when he is allowed to orgasm. He does, and I reward him with another kiss. I tell him to sit on the sofa while I go and get him a present. I've been waiting to give him this since I first laid eyes on him. It's a cock cage. A lot of mummies these days put their boys in cages before they're ever claimed by another woman, but my little boy's mummy didn't do that, so my cage will be the first he's ever worn. I'm very excited about that. I come back to the living room and I show him the cage. I can tell he isn't sure how to feel about it, but he knows I want him to wear it. So he will. I lock it into place and I thread the key onto my chain so it rests against my cross, which I always wear. It feels so good to finally have a little boy's key around my neck. I love having my little boy. I have so much fun teaching him all the things a little boy is meant to know, like how to use his fingers and tongue to make me come, how to massage my feet and back, how to behave around my friends and always be a good little boy. Sometimes, though, he isn't my good little boy. Sometimes he's my naughty little boy, even if that's only because I trick him into it. That's when I have to give him a spanking to remind him to be my good little boy again. One time at church, I catch him looking at another woman's breasts. It makes me angry, as it was the first rule I ever gave him. Secretly, I thought it was hot that he looked at someone else's breasts, knowing he will only ever get to touch mine. But I still plan to spank him. I love spanking my boy, and I know he does too. When we get home, I put him over my lap. I make sure his legs are off the floor to make him feel even smaller, and stroke down his back and let my hand rest on his ass. I love this feeling, this anticipation. I raise my hand and spank him. He startles. It's adorable. I spank him again and again. His ass turns the most beautiful pink and then a gorgeous red. I can feel his erection push against my thigh. I smile and smack him harder. He always gets hard when I spank him. I don't stop until he's crying. I love it when my little boy cries. His tears are so pretty. His cocklet is still straining against my leg. I make him straddle my lap so I can lick at his tears as I grab his erection. I stroke him fiercely. I'm not finished with his punishment. I tell him what a naughty boy he was to look at someone else's breasts. Doesn't he like my breasts anymore? Would he rather be that woman's little boy? I stroke him harder and harder, and he whimpers and cries out, Despite the pain, he's still hard and dripping pre-cum. I look down at his snivelling cocklet and know he's very close to orgasming. He knows he's not allowed to orgasm when I haven't orgasmed first, and that hasn't happened since I didn't let him eat me out before I started the spanking. I grab his balls and fondle them and stroke him closer and closer to the brink. He cries out that he's about to come. Please don't make him come. He doesn't want to be bad for me. He's trying so hard to be my good little boy. He's so, so sorry. He looked at someone else's breasts. He only wants my breasts. I decide to be merciful this time and make him plunge his little cocklet into a large bowl of ice water. He cries out pitifully and shrivels immediately. I grab his cocklet and put him back in his cage. He thanks me. I always make him thank me for being merciful. I have trained him well. I tell him he's forgiven and my good little boy again. I tell him to kneel on the floor before me. I love to see him on his knees, and he's already told me he loves it when I can tower over him like I do now. He says it makes him feel small. I stroke his face, which is still covered in tears. My skirt has risen up, and I slowly draw my panties down my thighs and off my legs. I spread my legs around him, so I'm bracketing him between my legs, embracing him with them. I tell my little boy he needs to make me come to thank me for punishing him. Tell him to put his hands behind his back, and that I only want his tongue. I pull him into me. God, he's so good at this. I've trained him over and over until he can get it just right. He laps at my folds and flicks my clit with his tongue just the way I like it. He's a good little boy, and I tell him so. Spurs him on to finish me. It's not too long before I orgasm all over his face. I love the way my little boy eats me out. It's so sexy. I'm panting when it's over, and I run my fingers through his hair, telling him what a good job he's done. I pull him back up and give him a lazy kiss. I love to taste my juices in my boy's mouth. I love my little boy. And I love that he's all mine.